Thanks, Mr. Chairman. It's my pleasure to present my second annual report on accessions contained in the WT/ACC/14. 2010 saw significant development on many accessions. Long dormant working parties were reactivated, and because of the intensive engagement by members of the exceeding government, significant progress has been made, both overall and specifically with regard in particular to the accession of Samoa, Yemen, Vanuatu, Serbia, Kazakhstan, and the Russian Federation. And I commend members for their engagement, support, and commitments to achieve these results. And I believe that the organization is advantageously poised to harvest a number of accessions in 2011. I also continue to encourage resolution of the issues that still impede the accession of Montenegro. In the course of this year, I received consistent messages from members to improve accession-related transparency. Measures have been taken to enhance transparency and to improve inclusiveness in the accession process. Participation in the informal group on accessions was expanded, and the increase in Geneva-based chairpersons has ensured a more direct engagement in the working parties. A newsletter service for acceding governments was established to provide information and to request feedback. In addition, works has advanced on the establishment of an accession commitments database, which, when completed in early next year, will enable members, acceding governments, and the public at large to easily retrieve commitments undertaken by recently acceded members since 1995. WTO accession process has proved to be an important instrument in facilitating domestic reforms in acceding governments and improving trade performance with appropriate accompanying policies, which is why I have added a new feature in this year's annual report. I have included a statistical analysis of the trade performance of recently acceded members in the period before and following their WTO accession to assess the trade-related benefits of their WTO accession. The initial review of the results indicates that recently acceded members have performed better in terms of trade performance in the post-accession period than in the period leading up to their WTO accession. Their value of merchandise and services trade has grown faster than the world average. And I will continue to carefully explore how we can expand and improve on this data set. And I would, of course, welcome members' comments to assist improvement in this regard. Accession to the WTO is a key instrument to assist the integration of least developed countries into the multilateral trading system and on a sound legal and technical basis with development benefits. This year, particular attention was accorded to LDC's accessions. The dialogue of acceding LDCs with members was deepened, and as DG, I shall continue to accord a specific importance to LDC's accessions and exercise good offices as per my mandate whenever requested. In May 2011, the government of Turkey will host UN LDC 4, and I urge members to focus on this target so that in combining substance with process, the WTO can provide a clear LDC's accession deliverables for the success of this conference. So, in a nutshell, the accession prospects for O11 are positive, and I urge members and acceding governments to continue their intensive engagement on accessions. I invite members to carefully review the report and provide a feedback with suggestions that could be incorporated in the next annual report version end of O11. Thanks, Mr. Chairman.